Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to this segment of today's ministry program, Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, it's a blessing and an honor to be with you, to share with you about the Word of God. And I'm excited. God is good and worthy to be praised. I love him. Do you love him on today? Do you love God on today? Do you love Jesus on today? Do you love Holy Spirit on today? Amen. I love him. I don't know about you, but I love him. I love him. My very life is just directly connected to God, and my very life depends on him. The air that I breathe, every step that I take, every word that I utter, all of that, I want it to be directly connected to the Lord and his purpose, amen, for my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I've been spending time with God, and he's been comforting me, and he's been reassuring me, and he's been just loving on me, amen. And I love it when the Lord loves me back, amen. It is so good loving God, knowing that God loves you back, and knowing that God is going to always be there for you, that as he promised in his word, he will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. He tells us in the book of Hebrews that he is always with us, amen, that he is always with us, and we can stand on his word, amen, and praise God. I pray that you're being blessed on this March day, on this March afternoon, shortly afternoon, 12:01, and I pray that the Lord is blessing you. I pray that God is blessing you above and beyond what you can think or imagine. I pray that he's ordering your steps, and I do pray that you are allowing him to order your steps, amen, in his word, because there is power in the word, amen, and praise God. Today, I want to talk about Jesus. Amen. I want to talk about Jesus and the real meaning for this Easter season that we're in. I want to just communicate with you and chat with you and talk with you about the real meaning of Jesus, the real meaning for Jesus. Who is he? What is he to you? Why do you believe that he exists? Why did he come? Why did he die? Why did he get up? Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what I want to talk about on today, and I expect some people to call in. The phone lines will be open. Go ahead and jot down the number. The number is 646-652-4832. Jot down the numbers so that if you are so compelled by the Holy Spirit that you will obey and call me, amen, to talk to me about Jesus, amen, amen, and praise God. The chat room is open. You can come in to chat, to put your input in via chat, amen, amen, and praise God. I just feel like praying, amen, I feel like praying. So let us open in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You're worthy to be praised. Oh God, there's none like you, Lord, and I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. I thank you for being God in my life. I thank you for being Lord. I thank you, Lord, for choosing me. I thank you, Lord, for loving me. I thank you, Lord, for saving me, for snatching me up out of my own personal pit. Lord, I thank you for what you've done in my life. thus far and what you continue to do, Lord. Lord, I love you, and that is my desire, and I pray that it is the desire of all who are joining in this prayer with me, that you get the glory in my life, that you get the glory in our lives, Lord, that you be made manifest so that people can look on our lives and see you. Lord, we love you, we love you, we love you on today. We need you, God, and we need you on today. Oh, God, we know that without you we can do nothing, but with you we can do everything, that all things are possible with you. So, God, we praise you on today, and we give this ministry time to you, God. I pray for every person that's listening. I pray that you will quicken the hearts of those who will tune in live and those who will tune in via the archives. I pray that you will quicken the hearts and give us all ears to hear and hearts that are inclined to receive what thus says the Lord on today. So, God, we give this time to you, and that's that souls be saved and that lives be changed. Holy Spirit, we invite you in. Holy Spirit, we do invite you in and say, have your way. Have your way during this time that we are here together on Blog Talk Radio. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I see that we have some people in the chat room. I want to welcome Prophet George Howell, who's a man of God, an awesome man of God, and Sister Kiki, amen, who is also an awesome woman of God. I have had the pleasure of meeting them during my time here at Blog Talk Radio, and I see that we're here together on one accord, amen. I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving, amen, in this place, amen. God is everywhere. God is everywhere. We have to know that his eyes. His eyes are on the righteous, amen. He often turns his face away from the unrighteous. Does not mean that he does not see them, but his eyes are on the righteous, and he's watching your life, amen. He's watching you. He's watching, as he told Jeremiah in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, he says, I am watching to make sure that my word is fulfilled, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have to know that our God is faithful. Our God is faithful. He's a faithful God. He's an awesome God. And I've been basking in his presence. I love him. I love him. I love him with everything in me. So I want to welcome all of you who have tuned in. We do have another guest. I just want to say welcome. I'm on a phone. I don't have a headset, so I may not be able to chat, to type in the chat. But you talk to me, and I'll talk to you. Amen. Hallelujah. As we share in this time together. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today the Lord led me to talk about the real reason for Jesus. Amen. The real meaning for Jesus. And you might say, you know, what is that about? What is that about? Because it seems like everyone would know Jesus, amen, everyone, especially Christians, that we would know Jesus, that we would know who he is. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3, verse 16, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so that whomsoever believeth on him might not perish, would not perish, but that person would have eternal life. Amen. Amen. So we know that Jesus came and lived and died for our sins. And the Bible tells us in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9, that if we believe in our heart and confess with our lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, that we shall be saved. Amen. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to know these scripture verses. However, I want to just make sure that we know that it's about Jesus coming and living and dying and being resurrected, so that we could be made aware of the magnificence of the power of God, of the awesomeness of the plan of God, and of the infallibility of the purpose of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're walking around like wounded soldiers. My God, my God. And we're still running around, so many, not those of us who are here today, amen, but so many of God's people are wandering around like sheep without a shepherd. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to remind you on today that the great shepherd, amen, has come, amen. The great shepherd has come. You are not sheep without a shepherd. And it's not to man that you must look, but it is continually to God that you must look, amen, no matter what you're going through. So often circumstances get us off track. So often circumstances make us lose focus of what this walk with God is really all about, amen. And sometimes we forget that we're walking with God. You have to remember, you're a child of the Most High God, and God's word is true. You know, his word will not fail. His word does not come back to him void. His word carries power, amen. And we have to know that God's word that has been spoken over your life will not fail. God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. He is not a man. He has sent his word to bring life, to bring healing, to bring hope. And Jesus, amen, Jesus is that word incarnate. Amen. We know that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God. Amen. We know Jesus is the Word. The Bible tells us in the book of John, and I see you, caller. Amen. I'm going to put you on the air in 1 second. Give me 5 seconds. In the book of John, the Bible tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And we know that that Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to know that Jesus, man, we got to know who this Jesus is that we are confessing with our lips and believing in with our hearts. Amen. We have to know the power. And before we leave you today, it is my mission today to make sure that we know the magnificence of that power and the infallibility of God's plan. Amen. Caller 216, you're on the air. Welcome, Power in the Word.
God bless you. How are you this morning?
God bless you.
Here, pretty much a little bit afternoon. I just got in on the conversation. This is Prophet Howell from Cleveland, Ohio. And I think you probably really just touched it all, but just wanted to share something. A lot of people, when we say that we're going to let Jesus do it, and I'm going to say they're misinformed, but hopefully they'll understand better. If Jesus be the Word, and that's what he is, then when we're asking to let Jesus do it, we're asking to let the Word do it.
Mm.
We're asking to let kindness do it. We're asking, because that's what he represented. We're asking to let peace do it. So when I'm letting things fight my battles, I'm letting patience fight my battles. I'm letting turning my other cheek and praying for those who despitefully use me fight my battles. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's
the epitome of who Jesus was. He is the Word. He came in as Jesus, but he went back as the Word. So every time, even when I say let Jesus do it, I'm letting the Word do it according to what I've read and understood and what God has given for me to understand, because Jesus is that Word. He's the epitome. He just put on some flesh. That Word put on flesh and dwells among us. So a lot of people get misconfused. They slip there and wait for something to happen and don't understand that patience is on the inside waiting to be released. Kindness is on the inside waiting to be released. And all these things and these attributes that God is, which is his character, which is his word, if we release them, we'll see God do it. We'll see Jesus do it. And sometimes we look for a certain thing or a certain action and don't realize the power of the Spirit that's on the inside of us that the Word can bring.
Yes, yes, amen. And that is so powerful, powerful, Prophet George Howell, because, you know, even myself, I'm challenged. We are all challenged at times. And whenever I find myself facing a challenge in life, I go to the Word. I go to the Word. And often we find ourselves, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, when you were praying and you wanted more of God and you were expecting God to show up, and you found yourself looking at the outside, or staring off into space, staring off into the, looking up into the sky, you know. And I've had that happen. And God, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit has tapped me on the shoulder and said, I'm inside of you.
Yeah.
I'm on the inside. And that thing quickened, that spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, the Word of the Lord, quickened on the inside of me and gave me life in the middle of a dead situation, or what seemed to be a dead situation, and gave me hope in the middle of what seemed to be a hopeless situation. There's a stirring when you get into the Word of God and begin to see the revelation of the character of God and know that Jesus is still that Word, and that Jesus now is on the inside of us, living the living Word, living on the inside of us. My God, and there's something that happens. There's a stirring, and it just stirs things right back into what I call right back into the proper, the divine perspective.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's powerful.
May I say one other thing?
Absolutely.
I would just I hope this is really equating to what you're trying to share as well. A lot of times we look at situations. I'm going to use Lazarus and the rich man as an example. It's not totally concrete, but Lazarus was poor. And so if you start out poor and end up poor, we don't see that result of saying that he went from one position to another to equate that God was with him. But that wasn't the case. When Lazarus did what God told him to do, regardless of his status, it got him into heaven. Because he let Jesus do it. He let the Word do it. See, we look for a small congregation to turn into a large congregation and say, well, God is with them, rather than understand the perfect will of the Father is to do his will, no matter what the outcome is. And so when we let Jesus do it, it doesn't necessarily have to have a particular look. Only the end result is what's important, that we end up with him. Because if you notice, the rich man asked Lazarus to do something because he was in a place that Lazarus wasn't.
Amen.
He was in a place called hell, a place of burning. And Lazarus did not show where Lazarus went from a poor person to a rich person, only the understanding, because he went to heaven, that he obeyed God. And
Amen.
The result is that when we obey God, we go to a place that's more pleasurable than anything in this earth. And
hallelujah.
It's better than sacrifice if we obey God. But it does not necessitate a particular look. If I don't have this happen to me, then it's not of God. That's not possible. That's not always true. Mm-hmm. The fact that I've obeyed God is what's necessary for me to understand it. No.
Amen. And that is the misconception that we have. Is another reason. That's another reason that the Lord led me to this topic, because the misconception that we have is that God looks a certain way, as you were saying, that God looks rich, or that God looks prosperous, or that God looks like the world in so many words, like the world would expect him to look. And I think the world looks on some of the church people in the church that may not have the fancy cars or the fancy clothes, and the world may think that particular person or those people are poor. But the fact of the matter is that when Jesus said that he came to preach the good news to the poor, we have to realize that not only was he talking monetarily, but he was talking about the poor in spirit.
Those who
were not enriched in the spirit man, amen, because the spirit man, it doesn't matter how much money you have or how much bling or how fancy your vehicle is. The thing of the matter is, if you're broken and busted and disgusted on the inside, you're still poor. I don't care what your bank account says. So we have to get to the point where we know that our wealth is not something to be stored up in the bank or a brokerage firm in the stock market, which is failing right now. We know the stock market is failing people miserably because we can't put our hope in the treasures of this world. Amen. So we need to turn away from the misconception, the world's ideals and the world's ideas about what true wealth really is, and turn back to the Word. Amen. To get the truth. The truth is what's going to set us free.
Yes.
The truth is what's going to set us free. And I do see my husband is calling in. Amen.
Okay.
Pastor Anthony has been faithful prophet. I will thank you so much. You can stay with us, sir, if the Lord leads you, or you can call back in. Amen. Okay. Praise God.
If you want to get off, so others can call, I'll get off. It's no problem.
Amen. Thank you. But I so admire what the Lord is doing through you and your ministry. And I just so appreciate your input. And I don't say that for flattery, because I don't believe in flattery. But because I've had a lot of people flatter me and with their mouths and stab me in the back with the dagger. So I truly do, my husband, I truly do admire your ministry, man of God.
But let
you
me
and
say
the wife.
Some people's words can be, you can sing a song, but your heart could be far from him.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So that's why praise is not necessary in your lips. It's the way you
Amen.
Live your life. And that's according to his word. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you, man of God.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Pastor Anthony, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Amen. To God be the glory. This is his day that he has made. And that's
yes,
why we
is.
Are rejoicing, and we chose to be glad in it.
Amen. You know, I just love God. I love him. I love him. I love the Lord because he is the second man of God calling into Power in the Word today. And God, I believe that we need to see men of integrity, and we need to hear men of integrity. And Prophet George Howell was just with us. I'm sure that you heard him.
Yes.
And I've only can speak from the experience of hearing his ministry to know that he's a man after God's own heart, and you are my husband, so I know for sure from living with you, the experience of being your wife for the past almost 12 years, that you are a man after God's own heart, and I love you, and I just welcome you to the ministry today. Today we're talking about the real meaning of Jesus. Amen. So do you have anything to share? I know that you do.
Oh, I just love what I heard thus far, even, you know, the perspective as far as people have a certain perspective of who God is and what he represents in the earth.
Amen.
Although the Bible says it's hard for a rich man to get to heaven, it does not say it's impossible for a rich man to get to heaven.
Amen.
So we don't want to allow people to misinterpret what is said today, that there are some Christians who can handle wealth.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
There are some people who God will prosper monetarily.
Amen.
But with that said, we need to recognize that God is sovereign. And
Amen.
Obedience truly is. I mean, he looks for us to be obedient. The entire Old Testament just shows us a mirror of what disobedient does. And God even calls us, you know, in this hour to be obedient to his word and step out by faith and through his grace and mercy,
yes.
And then allow God to perfect us and be the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, Pastor.
And one of the things I just want to say, I was just in at a newsstand, and I saw there's something going on in this New York area with the governor, exchange of governors. There's a governor stepping in. And there was a big scandal with the former governor, sex scandal. And the first, you know, thing I see at the newsstand is on the front page is that the governor that's been inaugurated today admitted to having an affair on his wife, and their marriage did survive it. So the point I'm trying to make is that the world entices us with things and power and so many things that are out here for us to obtain. But if we have Jesus in the mix, I believe, and I know for certain through my own life, that we'll be more equipped and more ready to handle the kind of prosperity and success that he wants us all to experience in this lifetime and in the life to come.
Amen. Amen. And that's
he says, apart from me, you can do nothing. And that's what that scripture means to me and represents in John 15,
mm-hmm.
that we can gain the whole world and really lose our souls.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just want to touch on that. It's amazing that you talked about what's going on out there in the world, because we do have to be aware of what's going on around us. And I just wrote an article this morning about raising positive children in a negative world. And the thing that we talked about was the environment, you know, making sure that we have our children in the proper environment. And I talk about drugs and alcohol and, you know, being exposed to too much too soon. And a lot of that is going on. It seems like we're not raising our children. So many people are not raising their children with the proper values and the proper morals. So when I wanted to talk, come over, and that was for a secular magazine that I wrote that article, when I wanted to come over here and talk about the real meaning of Jesus, I really wanted to really touch a little bit about why Jesus even had to come. You know, when we think about it, it's like, why did Jesus have to come to this earth? As we approach Easter and the fact that Jesus was crucified, and we bring that to our remembrance, which we should remember it all year long, amen. But as we approach Easter, I was thinking, I was like, why did Jesus come? And I was thinking about the book of Isaiah 61. starting with verse 1, when Jesus, when Isaiah was talking about the Spirit of the Lord being upon him, and when Luke, in the book of Luke, chapter 4, when Jesus talked about it again, Luke chapter 4, Jesus, when he was in Galilee and he went to the synagogue and he began to read, and this is what he read when the scroll was handed to him. He read this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But when you think about that, Pastor Emmy and Prophet Howard, when you think about the fact that Jesus was prophesied, it was prophesied that he would come, and then when he did come, he went to the synagogue to let the Jewish people know, the leaders and the people know, that he had come and that their scripture had been fulfilled by his coming. When he came, he also followed up by telling them that they wouldn't even believe it. He prophesied to them that they wouldn't believe it, and then he went on to tell them that a prophet was not going to be received in amongst his own people. And so often when we stand up to preach the truth, to tell people that they're in darkness, that their eyes need to be open, that they need to stop going along with the ways of the world, that they need to get out of sexual sin, that they need to step out of immorality, when we start telling people that they need to repent and turn, not just to be sorry, but to be remorseful and turn from the ways of wickedness, the ways of the past, the ways of the things that they used to do, and turn to God and his righteousness, seek first the kingdom of God. When we tell people that, it's often not a popular message. You know, people seem to want to hear, that's why we were talking earlier about the money and the riches, but it seems that the church is lost and we're following, oh my God, I don't want to. Lord, I don't want to say the wrong thing, but it seems like we're following people who have stopped following God as Christians. We're following what is popular. We're following what has become popular. We're following what looks like it's success. Therefore, we're deceived in thinking that it is God. And God is saying today, I came as a prophet of God to say that if they're not following God, you need to know that they're not following God. And the only way that you're going to be able to know that they're not following God is to be a follower of God for yourself, to get into your word for yourself, to know God for yourself, to know Jesus for yourself, to let Jesus not only be Savior who saved you from the burning fires of hell, but to let Jesus be Lord. My God, my God. I mean, I want to exhort you, man of God, woman of God, to open up your heart for real, for real. Let God step into that empty place. He came to fill you up where water can't fill you, where food can't fill you, where being with some man or some woman fill you, with drugs and alcohol can't fill you. God wants to fill you up, and he wants to be Lord. Jesus wants to be Lord in your life. The Bible tells us that Jesus was fully God and fully man, and we have to realize that the sacrifice was for you to have the abundant life. It was for you to have liberty in Christ. It was for you to step out of darkness. It was for you to step out of the fulfilling the desires of the flesh and to step into life. I mean, right now we're dead in our sins. If you're still in sin, you're dead in your sins. There's no life. There's no life in all of the wickedness and the evil of this world. That's all. That's just death. And I'm not saying it's judgment. I'm saying it because I've walked there, and I just want to exhort you about the real meaning of Jesus, that he came to open your eyes, because there's an old spiritual that says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I see." You know, and we have to know that when we're in darkness, we can't really see the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth about the lifestyle that we're leading while we're in darkness. darkness. So for those of us who know Christ, look, the prison doors have been opened. They've already been opened, so you don't have to live your life in bondage anymore, my God, in bondage to being in relationship with someone who won't honor you enough to marry you, in bondage to alcohol and drugs, in bondage to low self-esteem or shame and guilt because of something that happened to you in your past, and bondage to rejection. God came, Jesus came to fulfill all of this stuff in your life, all of the good things that God has stored up for you. Jesus came to bring that to you. Amen. He came to bring you life. He says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. I want you to grab a hold of this word today and let this word stir up something in your spirit today to let you know that if you're living a low-the-bar type life, if you're living some low living, low-the-bar, Mephibosheth was dropped and he was crippled.
My God,
he wallowed in the misery of this thing that had crippled him. You know, he wallowed in the repercussions of him being dropped. And Mephibosheth didn't think much of himself because he was an invalid. Amen. And God is saying, I brought healing for the invalid, you know. And I came to give you a sense of identity, my God. God came to give you your identity. Your identity does not have to be tied up in your circumstances anymore. My God. So God wants you to know who you are today through Christ, that now Jesus came to bring to you your crown, my God, because through Jesus now you're not just a little old nobody trying to make something out of him or herself. Now you're a royal priest in the kingdom of God. My God. Hallelujah. My God. You have to know the real meaning of Jesus Christ, you know, of the anointed one, the Son of God, the Word incarnate. My God, you have to know who you're serving today. You have to know that life has come to you today. Today we're bringing you life, my God. And I didn't mean to go off like that, but
amen.
What I want to say is we have to, my God, we need to nail this thing home because the truth is not being preached. You have to know the word for yourself. It's not about you sending me no money. My God, I pray that you will sow into this ministry. But this word is free. Freely you have received. My God, God has gave, Jesus died freely for us. Amen. It wasn't something that he attached a dollar value to. He died freely for us. My God. And we have to know this so we can't allow ourselves to be scammed, and we can't allow ourselves to be fleeced. So many people fleecing the sheep, and so many people doing stuff for the mighty dollar, and not for the God Almighty, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't serve mammon and God. We can't serve money and God. Mammon is the spirit of money, my God. It's the dark spirit that hides behind the love of money, my God, Jesus. And we can't serve mammon and God. Oh, Jesus. And the thing about serving Jesus and the thing about serving our God, the one true God, is that there's so many blessings. This life itself is a blessing. Peace, love, kindness, the fruit of the Spirit that we get, self-control, all of that is a blessing all by itself, to know that you don't have to be disturbed in your mind anymore. I know so many people have been possessed by demons and they're on medication for mind control because they felt like they wanted to lose their mind. Have you ever felt like you wanted to lose your mind? My God. So God came, Jesus came so that we might have life. And life more abundantly. And when we go back to that John 10:10 scripture, Jesus told them that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly and have that life to the fullest. And when you think about the fact that Jesus answered that but after he said that first part, when he said, but I have come so that you might have life, and you have to catch this, when he said, but I have come so that you might have life and have that life to the fullest, what do you think the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy?
Hallelujah.
My God, your life.
your life. It's your life that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
And God came to, Jesus came to restore your life for total restoration, my God, of the original plan of God in the beginning, my God, in the beginning, God had an original plan for you. And Prophet George Howell has an awesome teaching on in the beginning, if you do a search, you'll be able to find that program. I've listened to it twice, and I've been so blessed by it, amen. And we have to go back sometimes to the beginning to know where we are right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open, 646-652, and I pray that you're still listening, because the thief doesn't want you to get this word, amen. When the word is sown and the truth is being sown into the spirits of God's people, the enemy comes to snatch away that word by way of distraction and by way of lies. The lies, devil will always lie to you and say, you don't really want to listen to this, do you? But I want to just speak against that and rebuke the devil right now. Satan, the Lord God be against you in the name of Jesus. You shall not steal this word from the people of God that's going forth into these internet airways. Oh, my God. So the phone lines are open, and keep listening, because God is not finished. There's an impartation that has to be made today, and the phone lines are open. I want to welcome everyone to the chat, everyone that is there, to the chat room. I see you, amen, and I bless God for you being there. The phone number is 646-652-4832, and I'm going to be still, because I believe the Lord wants to speak through the men of God, that are on the line, and we do have a caller, amen, hallelujah. Just before I take that caller, is there something on the heart of one of the men of God? Amen.
Just two things very quickly. I actually have my Bible open as you were talking about the beginning. And you talk with the focus and spotlight is on Jesus. Let's make that clear.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, when Adam and Eve fell, amen?
Yes.
It reads this way in Genesis 3:5. This is when the serpent speaks to the woman. For God knows that when you eat of it, talking about the fruit, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
Yes.
And you go down two verses, and this is way before God gave them specific instructions not to eat of the fruit. Verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked.
My God.
So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
Yes.
And the story goes on, you know, the Spirit of the Lord walking through the garden, and they hid themselves, and Adam said, God said to Adam, where art thou? And Adam said, I hid myself because I was naked. And God's response to Adam was, who said you were naked?
Mm.
And when you talked about the power of Jesus Christ, light coming into the earth, as it's
recorded
in the book of John, the power of the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
And we put that word living there for a reason. There are many gods out here, small g gods.
Yes, sir.
But we're talking about the Son of the living God.
Yes.
That God that has all power, Abba Father. God the Father sent his only begotten Son into the earth, that whomever shall believe in him shall have everlasting life. So, Pastor Rebecca, as you were speaking, I thought about that. God showed me that there are many people in our day that are living morally. They put down cigarettes. They put down fornication.
Yes.
They're doing all the do's and don'ts. They are living a pretty good moral life. But apart from Jesus Christ, let us make it clear, salvation is absent.
My God.
You must confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the Son of the living God.
My God.
That's why the Bible is so awesome. The Old and New Testament working together, like you said, the prophetic word, as Jesus read that scripture, prophecy coming to pass.
Yes, yes.
And he said there is still time. So many people think they have time. I mean, that thing is so precious to us, this thing called time. And I'm so glad you're bringing this show today, even around this Easter holiday.
Yes.
Let people know that the time is now.
Yes.
To confess with your mouth and believe in your heart today.
Yes.
That Jesus is Lord and Savior of your life. Because we want to see you in glory. We
yes.
want to see you in paradise. We want to see you up in heaven with us. So
yes.
if you're listening and sometimes you've had a closed ear when it comes to church or religion, know that we're making it as simple as possible today. Salvation, there's no secret formula to it.
Yes.
Just believe with your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you will be saved.
Amen, amen.
God be the glory.
To God be the glory. And I feel the quickening of the spirit in the hearts of some of our listeners. I want to welcome Michelle Hughes. God bless you, woman of God. I heard your name just yesterday. I was speaking with a prophetess, and I'm going to be contacting you. We do have two other callers on the line. I'm going to just open up the lines for them. And Prophet George Howe, will you bear with me? Because I do believe you have a word. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm waiting for you. Whatever you want to do. This is God's show, and I know hey. He has you as an appointed.
Amen.
Your husband. So I'm going to wait. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm under your subjection, okay?
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, sir. Amen. We're going to take this next call. Call of 517. You're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Hi. This is Kiki. Well, I just want to praise the Lord and just thank you all for being here and ask for your prayers.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard your word and it just touched my heart. And every single day I do things for God. I'm in service for God against the powers of darkness.
Yes.
And I'm out here all by myself, and I need you guys.
Yes.
Because I need you guys. I'm out here by myself, you know, the Lord has known me ever since I was a little girl. I had a lot of things to live through, you know. I was reading the Psalms when I was, as soon as I could read, and I knew God. And the first time I tried to commit suicide, I was 10, and an angel came to tell me to stop, and God made a covenant with me at that time and promised me I would always be all right. And he has never let me down. Never,
my God.
Ever,
my God.
Ever let me down. And when I was homeless and walking alone at 17 with no jacket, no shoes,
Jesus,
I got off this Greyhound bus at 3 a.m. The driver woke me up. He said, "You have to get off. You know, I'm done now." And I walked around, nowhere to go. And God told me to go to a house. And I said, I can't go there. They don't like me." And God said, "Go. They don't like me. They're not going to open the door to me. Go." And I said, "I'll go to the corner, okay? You go to the corner, and if that light's on, you knock." And I walked up to the corner, and that light was on. And I walked, and when I opened, and I knocked on that door, my hands, I remember, was so cold, because it was so cold. And that woman opened the door, and she was an older lady, and she said, "Oh, it's you." The angel woke me up at 3 a.m. and told me to turn on my light.
Jesus.
My God.
Yes, God has never, ever let me down. And my whole being is to be alive for God right now. And I just need you all to just pray for me.
Hallelujah.
Pray and keep me in your prayers that the enemy will not, you know, he can't win. He can't win over me because I belong to God. Every single day I am alive. I am alive for Jesus, and I'm alive to do God's service. And it's so hard to do it and not have any other Christians, any other of the Lord's people there to, you know, give to fill my spirit, you know. It's so hard.
Amen.
So hard.
Amen. My sister Kiki, you've been with me quite a few times, and I believe that the Lord has divinely connected us. Amen. And I believe that the Lord wants you to know today that you are not alone. Not only is he with you, amen, he has always been with you. And you are
yes.
right in saying that he has never forsaken you, amen. But God wants you to know today, he wants you to know today that you shall reap the reward for your labor and for everything that you've been through. God says he's giving you double. He is giving you double for
yes.
your trouble, amen. Hallelujah.
He
has made you. He has made you to be a mighty oak of righteousness. And
hallelujah.
We are here in the Psalm, Psalm 61, he says, I will make them ministers, amen. And you are walking in the divine call of God on your life. I just want you to be encouraged from the scripture, Galatians 6:9. Meditate on that, where God says, don't grow weary. Don't you dare grow weary in well-doing, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Don't grow weary. We are here for you. God is building up an army. It's amazing. He's building up an army right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes. I mean,
right
he connected
here.
Us. He connected us all together in the name of Jesus.
In the name
praise
of Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. And I'm going to, we are going to pray for you before we get off of the line because I don't believe in holding off in prayer. We're going to pray for you. Stay
thank
with
you.
Us. Amen. We have Michelle Hughes with us, and she has called in, and I just want to welcome her to the ministry program. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Well, thank you. It's just an honor to be a part of your show. And it's my first time calling in and listening to the brother, you know, talking about Adam and Eve. You know, I almost, you know, I could start running through my house. And
hallelujah.
You know, and I think it's because, you know, when I think about that, it's like it wasn't on Eve. It was on Adam. And if he hadn't, you know, been so enticed with her beauty, he would have did the right thing. And you know what I'm saying? You know, and so sometimes I'm like, Jesus, you know, why did that have to happen? But it had to happen in order for us to be where we are today and have Christ living in us. And that's the key. He lives in us now that we can confess him as Lord and Savior of our life. And it's so simple. And so people make it, they complicate it. You know, I don't know if it's us, you know, me and women and God, you know, who have complicated the same, you know, saying you got to do this, take this off. You know, God didn't tell us to take nothing off but to confess him into our life. And so, you know, for Kiki, you know, as long as you know that you're saved, you know, there's no fear. God said he casts out. Perfect fear is cast out when we trust in him and lean unto not our own understanding, but unto his understanding. And so I just hope that that will just, you know, resonate within your spirit, that God loves you no matter what is going on in your life. You know, sometimes we have gone through things as children and we become grown-ups and we still carry those issues from our past. And so we just cast those out for Kiki. And I know you're going to pray for her, Pastor Rebecca, because, you know, you're a prayer warrior.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
It's
praise
most God. The fellowship, I think. It's the fellowship. I mean, I know God very well. I just need the fellowship. And it's real hard for me to have the fellowship because I'm so busy with other things all the time. You know, I need the real fellowship. I have fellowship with God every day. I talk with him every day, all day long. I need the fellowship to hear Pastor Rebecca speaking, you know what I mean?
Amen.
You know what I mean? I need that. I need that. The same, us same like-minded people together. Together.
Amen. And the fellowship, and that's what's going to continue to build you for what God, for everything that God has for you to do. See, it's not about us. We're talking now about the surface of things, and Paul talked about that in the scripture. He talked about you're looking only at the surface of things, and God wants us to get to a point, and I believe that we are all there, where we're going beyond just the surface of things, how things look and how things feel. We're getting down the deeper things of God, and that's where he wants us to get to him, to know the depth and the fullness of him, the height, the depth, the width, you know, nothing lacking, nothing missing, nothing broken, amen, and that's where God is calling some people on these internet ways to begin to minister hope, healing, restoration, and resurrection, amen, that now even those who are dead can say, I live, and for Christ I live now, amen, I have died to self, and now I'm living for God, now I'm living, it's Christ living through me. So when you have that, and I want to just speak to some people out there and to Kiki as well, because when you have that in your heart, and I talked on Saturday, my husband and I have a marriage focus group, and he talked about the three C's to success: choice, change, and commitment. I talked about the power of a made up mind, which is a committed heart. When you have it in your heart, when you make up your mind that your heart is committed to God and that you're not going to be swayed, that you will not go to the right, you will not go to the left, but you will keep your eyes stayed on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And you will keep yourself, you will keep yourself in the center of God's will. You will not sell out, because too many people are selling out today. You will not sell out for money. You will not sell out for fortune. You will not sell out for fame, but you will sell out to the word of God, and that's what God wants us to do. Jesus came. He sacrificed all, and God wants us to sacrifice all for him. Amen. And when we get that in our hearts, when we make the choice, when we decide to make the changes, because it does come with change. It does come with change. God doesn't say we have to change, as our sister Michelle Hughes was saying. God does not say that we have to change before we get to know him. He says if we will get to know him, then the Holy Spirit will come in and tap us on the shoulder and let us know what areas we need to change in. Because with God, with Jesus, change does come. Amen. I can tell you, from being someone who was on the bar stool drunk to someone who had no self-esteem, someone who was angry and bitter, someone who couldn't receive the love of a good man. I was out there looking for love in all of the wrong places. For someone who was crippled and bent over like that woman with the issue. And Jesus had to come to me and say, "Woman, thou art loose." And it took me
a
minute. Hallelujah. It took me a minute to realize that my healing had already come. You have to know that when Jesus came into my life, my healing came into my life, but I couldn't receive it because I was still in the lack of knowledge. I was still in the area of the lack of knowledge. That's why we have to preach this thing. That's why we have to proclaim this thing. It has to be proclaimed that Jesus has come. Liberty has come. Healing has come. It's not something that we're waiting for. We're not looking up into heaven. It says not so far up in heaven that somebody has to go up there and get it. It has come, and we just have to receive it so that it can be made manifest in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing to be a child of God. It's a wonderful thing to know Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will tap you and let you know what areas to change. My husband looks at me, people of God on the line, and those of you listening, my husband looks at me and he shakes his head in amazement at what the Lord has done. And he tells me, he says, "You changed," you know. And he just says that so often that it makes me wonder how bad I really was. Hallelujah. I must have been a real mess. Thank God. What a wretch. He saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Kiki, we're here for you. And Prophet Howell, I need you to step in right now. Hallelujah. And
just
speak.
I don't know what to say. Only I just look at this, and I look at this ministry and what you've done. And I know you know these things, but I just like to activate it, is that you did not come with enticing words of men, but you came in demonstration and in power, because your word that you've been speaking, you and your husband, has now brought somebody to the forefront and brought them to a place of fellowship in him. I liken it unto Peter, who did not open up a blind eye. I know we need that. Did not heal the sick, but he spoke a word and 5,000 got saved. So I ask God for that same type of thing for you, that you have the wisdom and continuing the wisdom to allow your word go forth and allow it to draw people unto the ministry that God wants for your house. Amen. And that God will be a great and awesome God in your lives. And I also want to just reiterate and thank Pastor for sharing and continue clarifying the fact that I'm not against money, because the Bible tells me that money answers all things. Mm-hmm. But I like to say that it disturbed me that Jesus came as an Adam when he made a better Jesus.
Oh.
See, but I understood the premise, because the first Adam blew it. He gave us away. The second Adam had to come to show us that this old body can be contained, that this
Hallelujah.
Old body can be up under subjection. He said, "I'm going to show you what it takes." We all have to remember that he was tempted That means that there's something that could tempt him. There were things in his body. That's why he can identify with each and every one of us, because he had the same type of temptation. But he conquered it, and then he conquered it. God let you know that even in death, that you rise up again if you trust in this word that I trusted in, that did the same thing for me.
Mm.
And that word will do the same thing for you people. That word has now brought this woman to a place where she can fellowship, get restored, get healed, be made free because of the truth of the life of God for this ministry, and he'll do the same thing for each and every individual that will grab a hold of that word and make it and value it as if it is their life, which it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. And we have 7 minutes remaining. I'm blessed. I needed this. And, you know, often when we go out to minister, people don't realize that the first ministry that takes place is the ministry of God to the minister. So I want to speak to all of you out there who are in ministry, and I want to remind you not to let any distance be put between you and God. I just want to remind you to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, because that is where your power lies. I want to remind every listener, every Christian, every man of God, every woman of God, every child of God, I want to remind you that God wants to know you, and he wants you to know him. It's not about the things that God has in store for you. God does have many blessings in store for you. More importantly, God has a phenomenal relationship outlined and planned for you. It's a wondrous plan that he has to be an intimate relationship with you, the type of relationship that when you're troubled, he's right there to comfort you. The type of relationship that when you're worried, he says, don't you worry about a thing. The type of relationship where you're lonely, where he wraps his arms around you and you feel his presence in such a way that everything in you tingles. It's a wonderful thing to be in relationship with the one true God. So I want to encourage you to build up that relationship as you're ministering, as you're helping your brothers and your sisters, as you're delivering hope and healing, as you're doing your job, your daily job, which is bringing glory to God. Remember to fill up with the word of God, amen, so that that word can give you what you need to get that day and to get through the circumstances that will come your way. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Anthony.
Yes.
As we go off the air, just before I pray, do you have any closing remarks, sir?
I just want to, even the young ladies that are on the line, I'm just so blessed by them. It shows us in the New Testament, the book of Acts especially, that the 12 disciples up until Pentecost were together. And then God allowed them to sort of go their separate ways and do ministry. I just want to remind her that even though sometimes she does feel that the fellowship is not there, I thank God that divinely he connected her to even your voice over these internet airways to let her know that they're disciples. God is raising up disciples all over this earth to do his will and his bidding. So I thank God that she's on the Lord's side, and he said he'll never leave her nor forsake her, and she just reminded us she does have fellowship with God, and now he is honoring her and her faithfulness by putting her amongst people as ourselves.
My God.
So I just want to also thank the other young lady to say there are no attachments to the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
God.
And again, it's not about do's and don'ts, and I thank her for her wisdom as far as she goes forth in ministry as well. And, Prophet, you are always a blessing to the ministry. So I just want to say, press on, not just on this Easter holiday weekend, but we're going to do what we do every day of the year and just believe God that he will keep us, and he's a keeper if we want to be kept.
Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 For all of you listening, if there's someone listening and you don't know Jesus, I want to encourage you that everything that we've said is true, that you can be saved today. And it's not what you've done, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I know we have some testimonies right here on the line with Michelle Hughes and Prophet Howell and Pastor Anthony and Kiki. We have some testimonies right here. But God, but God stepped in his infinite mercy and snatched us out of our own personal pits and out of the pit of hell. So you can be saved today. It doesn't matter what you've done, who you've done it with, or how many times you've done it. God wants you to know today that he loves you and that he has a plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans of hope for a really, really bright future. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can just believe that and receive it and then repent and turn from your own way of living and turn to God's way. Amen. And you will and you shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going off the air in 2 minutes, and I do want to pray. Michelle Hughes, I thank you so much for calling in. I love you, sis. I don't know you, but I've been introduced to you by a prophet who's been speaking into my life, and I know I'm supposed to connect with you. So I will be in touch with you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah. And if we're cut off on during this prayer, come back and listen to the archive. Amen. Because this prayer is for everyone listening, as well as my very special sister, Kiki. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. God, you are worthy. You're so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come together as men and women of God, and even those who are being saved today, Lord, to talk about Jesus and the real meaning of Jesus Christ, the life of Christ. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for salvation. I thank you for deliverance, Lord. I thank you for Kiki, Lord. I thank you for being with her, Lord. I thank you for walking with her, talking with her, even as she has experienced many losses in her life, Lord. I pray, Father God, encouragement right now upon her right now in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will sit on her, Father God, and build up on the inside of her, Lord, and begin to stir up life and life more abundantly for her, Father God, that she will have hope beyond, Father God, understanding, and a faith, Father God, that is beyond measure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the work that you're doing in her life and the work that you're doing through her, Father God, even as she speaks out against predators, Father God, that the work that you've got her that you've assigned to her, Father God, is a mighty work, Lord. I pray hope and healing and encouragement and strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus, over her very life, God. That, Father God, even as she does what she does on a daily basis, Father God, that she shall not grow weary in well-doing, knowing that you have, Father God, fostered relationships, Father God, that you have ordained relationships for her, Father God, that she, Father God, will be, Father God, locking arms with women such as myself and Michelle Hughes and men such as Prophet Howell and Pastor Anthony, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that this is not by chance, God, but it's divinely ordained, God, for those of us who are on the battlefield for Christ, Lord, in spirit and in truth, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we will not just run with the foot soldiers, God, but we are ready, Father God, to run forward with the chariots, Father God.
Hallelujah.
That we will not, Lord, we will not look to the left, we will not look to the right, God, but we have put our hands to the plow, God, and we will not look behind us, but we will keep our eyes on the plan, and we will keep our eyes on Jesus, and we will keep our eyes on the purpose, and Lord, we will not be distracted, but we will continue to move forward to do what thus says the Lord, God, and we will not be concerned about what people say about us, each and every person on this line, each and every person listening via the airwaves, that we will not be distracted and concerned about the voices that rise up against us, but we will continue to do what you have assigned us to do, God. We will continue to move forward, and it doesn't matter what people say, God. It doesn't matter what people think, God. All that matters is that we are totally sold out, God. We are sold out for the mission of Christ, that we will continue to do what God has told us to do, that we will continue to do the work that God has ordained for us to do. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for these people, Lord, that you have put on this battlefield here on Blog Talk Radio. I bless every show. I bless every ministry because they're not even shows. I come against those who will come for entertainment. But, Lord, I welcome them. I welcome them. I bring them in, God. Even those who are looking to be entertained, Lord, I repent, God. I say I bring them in. I draw them in. We draw them in. We draw them in. Draw them, God. Draw those who are seeking entertainment, Lord, so they can hear the truth, God. And it's the truth that's going going to set them free, God, in the name of Jesus, because it is not your will that anyone should perish. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. So draw them by your spirit, God. Draw them to every man and woman of God who's doing ministry on these international internet ways, God. Draw them, God. Draw the men and women. Draw the souls. Draw the broken. Draw the hurting. Draw the lost. Draw the blind, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Draw the disillusioned, those whose sheep are, those who have gone astray. Draw them, God, so that they can be saved. Draw the prodigal son in the name of Jesus. Draw the prodigal daughter. Draw the prostitute and the crack addict in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them new life, God. New life through Christ. New life through Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them know the real meaning of the word, God. The word made manifest, the word made flesh, the word incarnate, my God, incarnate in flesh, wrapped up in flesh, the second Adam, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, I thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank you for my husband, a man of God, Pastor Anthony Simmons. Hallelujah. Continue to keep him even as he is at work, God, even at a secular job, as we sacrifice all for you, God. Oh Lord, bless this household, God, even our household, God. Let there be no lack. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We thank you for the multitudes that were given to this ministry and the ministries of others, God, who are on this line, who are on the battlefield. It's your kingdom that's being built up on today. So we thank you and we praise your name, God, for salvation, for every soul that got saved today. Seal it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you for deliverance, for everybody who got deliverance. And we thank you for the great awakening. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. I feel his glory in his place. I'm going to bask in this. So we're ending this program today, but this is not your time to end your fellowship with the Lord. He is here. He is available to you. So as we hang up and go off these internet airwaves, and I think every person that was in the chat room, as we go off of these internet airwaves, I want to exhort you to stay with God, because he's here. He's here. He's here. His presence is touching you. His presence is right there. His Holy Spirit is resting on you. My God, with tongues of cloven fire, be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You're a new creation today, my God, my God, my God, receive it today, receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God has so much for you. Peace, there's peace, receive his peace today. Oh, there's healing, receive his healing today. Oh, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, bask in his presence. You'll never be alone. You'll never be alone again. Bask in his presence. My God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God bless you as we go off the internet airwaves today. Know that God is with you. He loves you. And there is power in that name. And that name is Jesus. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. God bless you, everyone. Thank you for calling. Praise God. God bless you.